Arthur and Joe meet again. After serving together in Malaya decades ago, two members were shocked to be reunited at our centre. When member Arthur Symes decided to book a week's holiday at our Llandudno centre, little did he know he would be reunited with former comrade Joe Ingram 70 years on. The pair both served in the East Yorkshire Regiment as wireless operators as part of their national service. They worked together in Klang in the 50s during the Malaysian emergency insurgency. Thanks to member Jack Redfern, they were reintroduced at the centre. After chatting to each of them separately, Jack realised that they had both served in the same regiment at the same time. Arthur said, "I just couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I hadn't seen Joe in over 70 years, and there we were. I joined the company just as Joe was leaving, but we crossed over and did some patrols together as signalmen out in Malaya. It was very emotional. I've never felt anything like it in my life. It was a very nice feeling. I was so happy to see him again. We both couldn't believe it and just hugged each other in shock at first." Joe said, "I never expected to see Arthur or anyone from my company all these years later. It was brilliant to see him and great to talk about our time in Malaya and the other men we served with." The pair spent time catching up and reminisced about their time in Malaya as they remembered the camaraderie and the dangers of the jungle. Arthur said, "We were out in Malaya trying to catch the Chinese communists who were burning down rubber plantations in the jungle. We came across them occasionally when we were on patrol, but because the jungle was so dense, it was easy for them to escape. It was quite scary being on patrol, but we were all good pals and had one another's backs." Joe added, "At night, we would go out on duty to a little tent that was just on the edge of the jungle. From there, we'd take reports of what was happening and pass them over to the commanding officer. I enjoyed my time in Malaya, but part of that was probably because I didn't have to go into the jungle where it was a bit hairier." Both men lost their sight in later life. Arthur has glaucoma and joined the charity last year. He says of his sight loss, "It's been a gradual decline. The hardest thing for me was not being able to read anymore. Blind Veterans UK have been brilliant though, and the Llandudno Centre is an amazing place to visit. I had a wonderful time." Meanwhile, Joe started to lose his sight 4 years ago due to a retinal vessel occlusion in his right eye and peritoneal membrane in his left. He says, "Losing my sight was extremely difficult because it happened around the same time that my wife passed away. I couldn't drive anymore or even read. It can be lonely living by myself, but when I go to the charity centre in North Wales, I'm surrounded by people and it's so nice to have the company. The people you meet there have similar experiences, so we have a lot in common and can help each other out."